Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
This is The Secret Lives of Black Women. I'm Sharla.
And I'm Lauren.
And today we're doing our final episode.
Yeah, this is the last episode of The Secret Lives of Black Women. And it may come as a surprise.
Yeah.
Because we're just saying it now in the last episode. But this is a decision that you and I have sat with and thought about for quite some time.
Yeah.
We have decided that, you know, we've done really big work with this podcast, and it feels, at least to me, like this is such a big, important chapter of my life. But for both of us, we're in these moments where it's time to turn a page.
Yeah. I think that what we've made with this podcast, I think we've covered topics that were very important. We've talked to like a lot of great people. And I'm a big believer in things being like complete when they're complete. We very much made this podcast to be something that you could listen to all the time. Like we tried to do it. We tried to make episodes that were evergreen, that were about specific topics to Black women that you can go back to and you can reference, if you like the India RE album, Acoustic Soul, which is something that I still go back to at different points in my life, specifically the song Strength, Courage, and Wisdom, which I feel like has meant different things to me at different points in my life. And I very much hope that this podcast has done that for you. You know, it is coming as a surprise for us to end, but I think this is, for me personally, a springboard to other things, because I'm a big believer in making things for Black women. And this podcast has just made me stronger in that mission.
And that mission and that journey, like my life's work is to make things for Black women to see themselves.
Yeah.
And this has been such a big part of seeing, like, this is what I was literally placed on this earth to do and to see it in the world. And I think that there's so much more of that. And we hope that this podcast has inspired you to have your own conversations and your own ways to create outlets for more of this in the world. And, you know, this is the last episode, but we do have guests, and the guests are us.
It's me and freaking Lauren.
It's us interviewing each other.
Yeah, Sharla is a
I'm like
writer and producer in Los Angeles. No, I'm
yeah, kidding. I don't think we are. Yeah, you know who we are. I don't think that we need to do
an intro,
but I will say I'm really nervous to interview you, even though we talk all the time.
We talk all the time, but I'm also honestly a little bit. I'm sad to see this end. I'm sad to see this end because I've loved every moment of this. I really have. Like, this has been one of the best projects I've ever worked on. And I do think it has a lot to do with the fact that we worked with mostly Black people. With mostly women.
Yeah.
And we talked only to Black women.
I'm really sad to see this end because I feel like I've grown so much and learned so much about the world, but also about myself.
Yeah.
like, it's really interesting for me to, like, go back and listen to episodes. And it's almost like a time capsule.
Mm-hmm.
And I can, like, be aware of my own personal growth or, like, oh, my God, this was happening in my life. And this really hit me in this moment because it was speaking to this very specific thing or this happening here. And I just feel like I'm getting emotional. Surprise, guys. Mm-hmm. This podcast has allowed me to see myself.
Yeah.
And not as a host, but myself as, like, reflected through the experiences of other Black people, mm-hmm. of other Black women, and in areas in which I felt alone on or, like, needed advice, it came at the right moment mm-hmm. through a guest saying something mm-hmm. that really illuminated my path or my way of seeing the world. And I feel like such a different person from when we started this podcast. Like, I feel so much more confident, so much. This morning I journaled and I wrote, I feel really grounded.
Yeah.
And though my life is in a state of flux, I feel grounded in a way that I've never have in my life until this point. And I think that this podcast and the work that we've done has played a large part of that.
Absolutely. Like, there were a lot of things going on in my life when this thing started. And I did feel a deep sense of disconnection, you know, and I was longing to connect. And the more that I connected with other Black women, the more I realized that it was like a disconnection with self. And it's like, if I'm not connected to myself, I'm not going to be able to connect to the rest of the world. And the thing that has come from this podcast has been very personal. It's been very, I almost feel like it's a little bit selfish, like that I've gotten so much out of it. And what I've also gotten out of it is from you guys responding for every review you left, for every time you messaged us, for every time you shared the podcast, every time you told us, even in person, my mom listens to this podcast or my dad listens to this podcast. If anybody listens to this podcast and gets something out of it, then I've gotten a ton out of that.
Same. You know what's funny about this? This is... So all of my best friends listen to this podcast.
And they don't as and a
not,
pity.
And not as pity. And they don't
they're
do it.
They're genuine fans.
Yeah, they don't do it because they're friends with me.
Yes.
They actually take stuff from the episode and they'll be like, oh my gosh, on this week. And I'm like, wait, what?
Right.
You like are really
yes,
listening.
That and is the exact same response I've gotten. This has been, people are genuinely fans of this podcast aside from me.
Aside
like,
from
they're
me.
Just like, it's not just because you're my friend. It's because you're making something that I relate to. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness.
Like,
I love it.
I did it. What do you, Charlotte, what do you think is the biggest thing you've learned from this experience?
What I've learned is to trust myself even more. Because I had a deep sense. Like, I like to say that I'm my first audience. Like, I'm my most important audience, you know, and I remember when I really wanted to make something like this is because I didn't see it. I didn't have it. I didn't hear it. So I was like, where is this thing? And I want to make it. And I really feel like I've just learned to trust myself. But I didn't understand, again, the disconnection that I was really experiencing in my life. And I didn't understand how much I needed to get peace with myself to do the kinds of things that I really want to do. Because I think that the kind of work that I want to make requires honesty, and it requires vulnerability, and it requires connection. You know, so it's just like, I gotta be honest with myself and real with myself and challenge myself and be brave and do the kinds of things that I'm scared to do and say no to the kinds of things that I don't want to do. If you know what, I think that's really one of the biggest things. And Lauren, you've watched me go through this entire process of being afraid to say no to jobs because I don't want to not work. I'm afraid of not working. And then it ruining me and then me being exhausted and not being able to put time into things that I actually care about. So if anything, it's made me feel like even more convicted in my belief that I can't just work for money. That's just not in my, it's just not how I operate. Like, I love money so much, but it's just not enough.
Yeah, well, I think you've learned to prioritize and set boundaries.
Yeah.
And it's really been beautiful just to like sit back as your friend and like watch you do that and
yeah.
like discover new things about yourself and the way that you want to live in the world,
yeah.
you know? And
yeah.
it's like ever evolving and ever changing, but I can see you now making decisions
right.
just for you and your happiness
yes.
and that being the thing to lead you. And I think that that's so amazing.
It's been amazing. I've come to a place of abundance that I wasn't before. And I had this misconception because I grew up with not a lot, because I grew up struggling, that money was the thing that was going to make me feel abundant, you know, that that's what's going to make me feel secure. That's what's going to give me validation. That's what's going to make me give me a place. And the truth of the matter is, I've given me a place. I've validated myself. The money doesn't do it, you know, and it's not really that much money. Like, truly, guys, it's just like paying off student loan debt and like having savings, you know, it's like, it made me realize, and I'm glad that I got to that point too, because that the journey looks different for everybody. But I'm so glad I got to the point where I'm financially in a better place. And I talk about it openly because I feel like it's something that's just really important for me to be open about, that, you know, finances matter. Like, it's a struggle. And I'm already Black. So,
yeah.
you know, and I have family to take care of, or that I want to take care of. And it's just like, yeah, that was a big thing for me to get over, that mental hump. And I'm so glad that I've been tested in ways that have made me get back to the reality that, you know, you're the only thing that validates you.
Yeah.
It's not your education. It's not your standing. It's not your social class. You can always, that stuff can always change. But you are what grounds you. You stay the same. It's the relationships that you have with people. It's the kindness you pour into other people. It's the giving spirit that you have. It ain't about
yeah.
the bank account. It ain't about the other things.
You're on the other side of knowing.
Yeah.
And you didn't know what you
didn't know
before.
I
and now you know, and you're on the other side. And that's going to inform
yeah.
the lens and the ways in which you see, move, and operate in
Absolutely.
The world, you know?
And I feel like I'm a little bit on the other side of fear, too. Just a little bit. But what have you learned, Lauren?
I've learned that it is okay to be Lauren, to be me, and to operate in my fullness. Like, I feel, I mean, and I've talked about it on this show, just like my struggle with confidence and feeling like I can walk in a room and be the full, most authentic version of myself, and operating from a space, I think when we started this, of feeling like I was too much or not enough and not okay with like never being okay with where I was or like acknowledging my accomplishments. Like, I played it very small.
You did.
And I think that the thing that I've learned the most, I've seen so many just phenomenal people come into this space, is they all operated from a sense like a light shined through them because they were their full, most authentic selves, and they like achieved their dreams and could walk in their purpose in doing that. And it just made me look at all the ways in which I was denying that to
mm-hmm.
myself because I felt that I didn't deserve it or I wasn't enough. And the thing that I've learned is that I am enough.
Yeah.
I am more than enough. I am special. I am rare. I am me. I have gifts that only I can offer, and I shouldn't diminish those gifts or play them small, and to be really conscious about the way that I talk about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I've also turned a year older in the process of like doing this podcast, and in that year, like, a lot of really brutal growth happened, but I've learned that I'm me and I only have this life, and I can't live for however long God bless me to walk on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
I can't spend that time not living the fullness of my experience, of myself, of my life, and like shrinking into a corner.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't serve anyone, and
no.
it just hurts. It
yeah.
hurts to play small. It hurts to deny yourself of opportunities, and especially when you know that you're doing it. And it's just like, I can change the voice inside of my head from being one, a negative, to positive. And it's just, I can live my life in a way that everything needs to reflect that as well.
Yeah.
And I think and seeing other Black women being so strong, just being so authentic, it really inspired me to like be like, how am I not? How am I, you know? And it's, and also recognizing,
how dare you?
How dare I? Yeah. But it's also recognizing that, like you said, with like you and like the other side of knowing, it's a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And right now in my life, it's like, I think I operated from a space of like lack of confidence and lack because I was looking at the world through a lens of lack,
mm-hmm.
and like what I didn't have and where I thought that I like should be or like expecting certain outcomes. And now I'm in this place in my life where I'm just recognizing that I am in process.
Yeah.
And this is where I am in the journey of my process and where that leads. I don't know. I feel more uncertain in my life right now.
Yeah. This year I've watched you go through the process of accepting yourself. Like I found, like I, from watching you, you were always like battling your inner wants and like feeling like you need to validate what you want with other people, that, you know, people are defining your success for you, and you very much have a definition of success and what you want your life to look like. And it was like these two clashing ideas, you know, and finally accepting that the way that what you want is perfectly good.
Yeah.
And it's better.
It's better. And accepting the fact that it's just like, I can create new definitions for my life,
yeah,
and myself and who I am. And only I can create those words, that space, like what is success? What does it look like to me? Like, I feel like I spent so much of my life begging to be understood.
Yeah.
And trying to get people to understand me and trying to fit into boxes to like be like, well, if I do this, this will lead me here, this will lead me there. And now I'm at this space that feels beautiful just to be like, I can create my own. I don't need to be understood.
Yeah.
I can create my own path and my own definitions and like live,
yeah,
for me.
Do you think that was a fear of rejection, abandonment? Like, where was that coming from?
Oh, it's all those things. Rejection, abandonment, failure, looking stupid. Like, so it comes from so many deep-seated things, but it's like, those are things that I've needed to like work on and deal with and process. Like, we were very open about the fact that we are both in therapy.
I love therapy.
I love therapy. Therapy. It's been a thing to help me. I've also become a much more spiritual person, mm-hmm, this year. I think really forming, you know, I talked about it a lot in the season, but really forming a genuine, real connection and present to my ancestors, to my father and to my grandmother, has really changed the way that I see myself, that I operate and I move through the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, to me, it's scary to be in this place too. Like, there's still fear because,
same,
I'm like, I can genuinely say right now, I love myself. Like, I love me. I'm great.
As Bim would say, I'm great.
I'm great. And mean it.
Yeah.
And it not be this ass, because I feel like I would say that I loved myself before and it was really aspirational.
Yeah.
But I mean it now.
Yeah.
And there's a fear in saying that because I've never felt this way before.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm afraid that I'm going to lose it.
Ooh.
Or I'm going to go back.
Yeah.
And it's like, Etta Fly this season says, like, I want to operate with hands open.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I need to remember to think that way in my love of self, because there's a temptation right now to, like, hold on so tight to it.
Yeah.
But when you hold on so tight to something, you can also smother it.
Right.
You know?
But this is why I have loved the people that we've talked to throughout this entire series, is because what I've realized is that this is it's a practice.
Yes.
It's not just a process, it's a practice. And even I have that fear of like this newfound realization that I only want to work on things that I care about. And it's not about the money, but I have that fear, you know, and I realize that deep-seated thing for me is I don't value myself. I don't think, like, I'm always like taken scraps, you know, even though I'm like, I'm dope. And I'm just like, why am I taking scraps? Why don't I have this belief that people will wait for me? You know, like if I know I'm valuable enough, I'm smart enough, I work hard enough, that if I don't want to do something right now, that opportunity is not going to vanish.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm so scared of not having something, you know, like that, that lack mindset. You know, like that abundance mindset comes with a patience with yourself, you know, that you have to like really sit in that fear and be like, people are going to just have to wait for me because I'm not ready to do that, or I'm not in a space yet where I'm going to do that. And that's hard. It's a new territory for me.
So have you learned to deal with patience? Because that's something that I'm meditating on a lot, is just to be patient, to surrender.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're so much better at it than me.
It's been a practice. I have not been a historically patient person. As a matter of fact, I've been pretty impatient. I've had friends be like, I'm impatient. Like, it's been me cultivating that abundance mindset. You know, like, I don't have to rush. You know, I always felt this thing like I need to make this thing now, or, you know, somebody else is going to make it. But then remembering they're not going to make it like I make it. You know, they can make it, but it ain't going to be a Charlotte. It's not going to have that Charlotte touch. It's not going to have my heart, you know. And I think that's, you know, what I mean about value, like being more patient. And that goes for literally every aspect of my life, like from my personal relationships with people, you know, from my work relationships, from the way that I treat my body. Like all those things have come with a realization that, you know, I can slow down, I can take the time, I can value myself. And it gives me way more peace. You know, like that's, I think this is the big thing for me. Writing it down. You know how we usually write notes for other people?
Oh, girl, I've been writing notes for you since you started talking.
Peace. Be still, girl. Peace. I've wanted peace.
You do feel that you're at a sense of peace. Like, mm-hmm. You know, we don't live in the same place. So it's like when we get the chance to see each other, it's always like, whoa.
It's like word vomit.
It's like, but it's also like, you know, how when you're a kid and you don't see your aunts for a very long time, they're like, you've grown so much since I saw you last. I feel like that way with us emotionally.
Yes.
And you feel like in this trip, you feel so, I can sense the inner peace.
I can sense it in you, Lauren. Like, like you're so much
calming,
chiller. Yeah.
You know? And it's just been really, I love that. And this is another funny thing that's been happening us in our friendship, especially through the course of like making this podcast from like inception to here, is that being on like parallel but different emotional journeys of self-discovery. And I will tell you that it's been really good to have a friend that's hitting those parts with you and be able to be like, oh, like in the word vomit. Like, I'm here too. What do we do?
I'm a mess.
Like, you know, in an episode that we recorded, I remember after us both just being like, I just feel such a sense of confusion and uncertainty in my life. And just like talking about that. And then the guest being like, well, confusion is good.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, like I feel like, and so I'm a person that believe in signs.
Yeah.
And I feel like so often that's happened.
When she said confusion was good, I was like, really? I was like, for real? Because I'm freaking out. But also, I've been in this place many times. This place of feeling lost, this place of not knowing what my next move is, but knowing that something needs to change. I'm unhappy. And I've started very, very slowly to get to the place where I remember that it is good.
Yeah.
You know, because it historically has always been good. I've always pivoted and done something better, you know, and not just better in the sense of my life looks better, but my inside life looks better. Like, it's an inward journey that I know is important, that I know is fundamental to me living my best possible life. And it's always something that I have to remind myself, because in the midst of it, it sucks and it's scary and I don't like not knowing. But at the end of the day, I have accepted that I'm not going to be someone who has a linear life where I always have, where I have security all the time. Like, I know that my security is only going to come from me. So it's been, you know, that was good to hear, but it's also something I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. But it's interesting because you're like, you know, I feel the same way that I've been here before of feeling like uncertain mm-hmm. and confused, but I've not been here in this way that I feel okay about it. Because in the past, when I felt confused or uncertain about my life or like, what's my next step? What's the trajectory? Like before, I would want to rush through that confusion and be mm-hmm. like, what's the answer? And I would like, take any job, take anything. And it's just because I wouldn't let myself sit
yes.
and like figure out, well, what am I supposed to learn from this space yeah. of confusion? What am I supposed to like gain from this uncertainty? It's okay to be here right now. And yeah. this is also a thing that is just like, I'm really excited for my next chapter, but I'm also excited to be like where I am now in this place of like not knowing.
I love what you said about sitting in discomfort because I vividly remember writing a journal entry from years ago when I was like in the midst of, you know, danger and like brokenness and not knowing what my next move was, and writing to myself to remember to be present in the discomfort, to experience the process, because the process is more important than the destination. The journey is what's important, and the discomfort is a part of the journey, and not to skip it. You know, not to be shutting, like covering my eyes and my ears, not wanting to like feel it. But it's so important. It's so informative to me. It has been, you know, in my experience, the most important part. And I know that. And so it's just like what I need to remember now is to sit in the confusion, sit in the discomfort. What is it telling me? Where is it leading me? What information, super important information, is this feeling giving me, and to listen and to pay attention to my life and how I feel.
I feel like we're butterflies and we've like been in a
cocoon.
But in a moment of like chrysalis.
Yeah.
Where we're like learning about ourselves and we're ready to like fly.
What's the next move for you?
I don't know.
Nice.
And I can genuinely say like, I don't know. And I feel cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like before, I would say, I don't know, and I could feel anxiety in my body.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that I just said, I don't know, and my body feels at peace
mm-hmm.
means that that's good. What about you? What's next for you?
I know that my next move is to just do more of my own thing. I don't know what that specifically will look like yet, and I don't have a timeline, and I'm working really hard not to impose a timeline on myself because I feel like that also impedes good work. I think the real next move is to give myself time and to give myself grace and to give myself lots of loving. And, you know, just that's mostly it. Go home and like buy some plants and clean my house. Like that's what my next move is. So, as you know, we like to end every episode by asking our guest, what's your secret? So what is your secret, Lauren, to life, to thriving, to living?
Ugh. You know what's funny is that we ask everyone this every week and you would think that I'd be prepared.
Yes,
to be
right.
Like, I knew we were recording this today, that I would have at least thought on the train, like,
same.
What's my secret?
Right.
It's also funny to be on the receiving end of it. What is my secret? My secret is alone time with my thoughts to process my feelings. So what does that look like? It looks like taking a bath and just sitting and like thinking, being in thought. It looks like meditating in the morning. It's journaling. It's allowing time for me to be with me. And to learn about myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to be with like my thoughts and have like coffee. It's interesting. I've been spending a lot of insular time and like pouring into my own cup and sort of like dating myself. Like, I've been spending a lot of time getting to know me, which I think this place that I'm at now of like feeling confident and learning to trust myself, it's because I'm learning to know myself and learning to know myself through spending time alone with me. I think that's my secret. Shyla, what's your secret?
Ooh, what's my secret? I think a rule that I've lived by for a lot of my life is not waiting for anybody to give me permission for anything. And one of the ways that I think I practice that is whenever I find myself worrying about my next move, about my next whatever, I remember that worrying is a real waste of time. And a better way to use my time is to prepare for the thing that I want, you know? So that's what I'm doing, like I've always done. And that, whatever that looks like, if that means that I need to read books, if it means that I need to practice, if it means that I need to research, talk to people, but act as if I have it, you know, act as if I'm gonna be there, because I will, because I'm powerful. And when I say that I want something, I can do it. And I don't waste time worrying about how I'm going to do it, whether I'm going to be able to do it, who's going to give me permission to do it. I just get to work and I start figuring out, how do I get there?
That's one of the most inspiring things about you, is you have such a sense of surety and certainty about yourself and your gifts and where they're going to take you.
But you have to admit, it's in a very complex package, right?
It's in a complex.
It's totally. Like, part of me is like, I'm the best thing. And the other part of me is just like, oh, Lord.
It's totally in a complex package. Yeah. But I feel like it's the complexity that makes it so inspiring, is that you allow yourself to be vulnerable with it too, but then you come back.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, one of the best things about you is your vulnerability and your openness and how much you love people. You love your friends and your family and your city. And I watch you and I'm just like, and it makes me wonder, am I loving enough? You know, the way that you listen to me, you know, you're always such a good listener. You're always someone who, if I ask you for anything, you don't just show up. You like are fully committed. like you commit, you know, and you give 100% of yourself. Even when I remember I asked you to come help me look for decorations for my little sister's party that we were having, you literally put on party planner hat and you're just like, you cannot buy a plastic tray. You need a nice tray. You just fully commit to anything that you're doing. And that's what I always feel like I get with you. Like, I get someone who's fully present, fully committed, not giving me just 10% of yourself. You give 110% of yourself, and I appreciate you.
And because you do too. You give like 110% of yourself in everything that you do, and you are so encouraging and inspiring and motivating. And you're not only motivating with words, but with like actions. And you just don't half-ass anything. Like, you commit. You're making that face, but you commit even when committing is hard. Like, I know that there's certain things that you've done, certain programs that you've run, and you're just like, oh, I don't, this is too much. But you see that the community has a need for it, that it's a space for you to put on other talented Black women and give them a platform. Like, you don't hesitate to put in the work to help someone else have a platform and have opportunity. And that is, like, so powerful. Like, there's action behind everything that you say.
Thank you.
We are going to take a quick break, and then when we get back, there are a few people that we want to shout out and thank.
Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back. So many people have made this show possible and have helped to bring it to life that we feel so extremely thankful for, and want to just take a little moment to, you know, again, say their names and say thank you again, starting with Stephanie Kariuki.
Stephanie Kariuki, the Kenyan, the child genius.
Our friend.
Yes.
Our confidant, our nurturer.
The show wouldn't be what it is without her. She's brilliant. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
Thank you, Stephanie. Taylor Hosking, who came in as our producer for this third season and hit the ground running and is just...
did not miss a beat. Sharp as a tack. Absolutely brought in excellent guests.
Such good energy.
Oh, my goodness.
The best hair. The best hair of the lot.
Really sharp. Good one. Thanks, Taylor.
Thanks, Taylor. Gianna Palmer, who is our editor, who's always given us great notes to make the episodes that you hear so strong, hilarious...
Brendan Burns, who made the music.
Made the music, is our editor.
Sound engineer. Yeah.
Andy Kirsten.
We should also say Brendan is a white man who listens to us talk
shit about white men.
About white men
all the time. Just smiles.
Really nice and smiles and truly does not hold resentment.
Yes. Andy Kirsten's our Icelandic fashion icon who does the...
She's also our sound engineer
here in New York.
Yeah.
And Chris Bannon, who is the chief content officer of Stitcher,
He's the president of this world and the podcast world that we are in, who comes in and checks in on us.
Checks in, helped to shepherd this show, is a sharp dresser, and, you know, gave us the opportunity to do this show.
Absolutely. And also just the nicest man.
Just so sweet. Mm-hmm. So we just want to just say to you guys, thank you.
Thank you. I really feel like, you know, in my heart, this show is dedicated to every Black woman who's ever poured into me.
Who's poured into me.
Who's ever given me a word, who's ever helped me, whether it be like literally or just sent me a text message, how are you doing? Like, this community that we have is very special. You know, like, to be a Black woman, I think, is a very special thing. Not just in America, in the context of the United States, but I think in the context of the world.
It is to know that you are special. It is to know, to be a Black woman to me is to like know that like a light shines through you. And this is your right. I feel like this podcast is a love letter.
Yeah.
To like all the Black women that have like listened to us.
Who've
all the
loved
Black
us.
Who've loved us.
Yeah.
Who've inspired, who've nurtured, who, you know, have been vulnerable. Yeah. All the Black women that I've laughed with, that I've cried with, you know, that we wanted to create a space. And I think that we did. And I think that's this really special thing. And I think it's one of the few times in my life that I set out to do something and feel like I did it.
We did it. Yeah.
And that it's leaving a mark that's so much bigger than us in the world. And that's what it's all about, right?
I feel like that's what it's all about. I feel good about it.
I feel really good.
Yeah. So thank you so much for listening, for sharing.
For being on this journey with us, for pouring into us.
Yep.
Thank you. And this is not goodbye.
It's not goodbye forever. It's just goodbye to this chapter.
To this chapter.
We're closing this chapter of our lives. But you'll see us in other things.
In other places. In different places. And the episodes will still be here. And we hope that in some way through listening that you too have been inspired and that you've seen yourself and that you go forth and like leave your mark on the world, you know?
Absolutely. And that is why we want to end the podcast with your secret. We asked you guys to call in and tell us in a minute or less what your secret is to thriving, to surviving. And we're going to hear those now. So for the very last time, bye.
Bye.
Hi, guys. I literally love your show. It has really, really improved my life. And I live in New Hampshire, so there's not many Black people here. So thank you so much. But here's my secret. My secret is that I have an unwavering belief in myself that I cannot and will not let anybody shake. I know what I'm good at, and I have to remind myself of that all the time.
Hi, my name is Aaliyah, and the secret to my success in the workplace is walking into a room as if I was Olivia Pope in Scandal.
And my secret, perception and balance is everything. First, perception, because I do really, really feel that if you perceive things in ways where you're able to find a silver lining, then this will allow for forgiveness and for strength. And that ultimately leads to happiness. And the reason why I said balance for me consists of spirituality, career, and just really fostering an environment for creativity.
So my secret is laughing way too hard whenever I can, regardless of circumstance. I feel like I've been through so much in my life that I do not pass up an opportunity to get in a good laugh. And people are always trying to stifle Black girls from enjoying themselves and laughing. And we always are supposed to be really serious. I don't have the time. My life is too stressful.
My secret is to simply mind my business. And I say simply because, I mean, it's just three words, mind your business. But it is so hard when, you know, most of us have been misfixed or misresourceful. I mean, I have people, you know, contacting me, asking me stuff that they could have easily Googled, but because I have a thirst for knowledge, sometimes people have used that against me, you know, or I'll say they've been lazy because they didn't have to do the work, you know? And so it saved me a lot of resentment. It saved me a lot of time. It's helped me to learn who I am and what I actually like instead of worrying about what other people need and what they want and, you know, me being the provider of that. So anyway, thank you so much, ladies. I hope you have a wonderful new year. And thanks again for all of your help and your work with your podcast.
I would say my secret to success is in three parts, but it's also interconnected, in which it is faith, hope, and love. That is my secret to success. I feel they are the foundations of life and the root to my being, allowing me to lead with intention to ultimately conquer the world. I want to be able to provide the best healthcare and education towards healthcare for any and all folks that want to live and lead healthy lives. So with faith, hope, and love, I feel like I can do anything.
My secret to life is just being a constant learner. I literally love you all's podcast. I listen to it whenever I go to work. And I think listening to podcasts and just trying to take in as much information as I can, it just allows me to always be in a position to learn. And I'm only 23, so I got a lot of more years to keep learning, but definitely being a constant learner and putting myself in a position to be open to whatever the universe has for me.
My secret is to embrace the hard times, embrace the struggle, embrace the times that you think you can't get through. And by embracing those situations, not only will it make going through those situations a little easier, you'll elevate as a person, you'll feed your soul, and you'll also be able to figure out what your actual purpose is. So embrace the struggle.
The Secret Lives of Black Women is a production of Stitcher. We're your hosts, Shiloh Lariston and Lauren Domino.
Our producer is Taylor Hosking. Our senior producer is Stephanie Kariuki. Our editor is Gianna Palmer. Special thanks to our chief content officer, Chris Bannon, and our recording and mixing engineer, Andy Christens.
We also want to thank a number of other people who've helped us out over the seasons. Big shout out to Laura Mayer, Hannah Crichton, Ashley Warren, Renee Culver, Jared O'Connell, Casey Holfer, Dan Bloom, and Brendan Burns.
And thanks to you, our listeners, for making this show what it is, for listening, for commenting, for sharing, and for all the support you've given us while we've been going.
Yeah, so this is it for now, but we'll see you later.
Bye.
You know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC. Yeah.